Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Yes, I am. I'm excited about it and about taking the life experiences I've had, sharing them with other people, and trying to look for solutions. You know, we've got the greatest country in the world, and we just need some common sense up there.
That's Tennessee's new 1st District Congressman, Dr. Phil Roan. He says he's ready for his new service to his country to begin as he prepares to be sworn into office tomorrow in Washington for the 111th Congress.
I think I'm in touch with what the Tennesseans want, and as far as our medical practice, it really, serving the people is not any different than what I did serving my patients. I always understood who I worked for, and that were the patients that came in my office, not insurance companies or not the hospitals, but the patients. And so that's kind of the way the attitude I'm taking toward my congressional seat.
Dr. Roe grew up on the farm in rural Stewart County, recalling his days of hard work in those tobacco fields. From there, he obtained his bachelor's degree at Austin Peay State University and then went on to medical school in Memphis and then on to start his practice in Northeast Tennessee, where he's delivered over 5,000 babies. For the past 11 years, he served on the Johnson City Planning Commission and Commission and as mayor of Johnson City the past 2 years.
Yeah, I guess I'm at the point in my life where I served in the military, and you call that military service, and I truly mean this, that representative ought to be to serve the country, not to make a career out of it. And what we're seeing so many times are people going up and staying, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong or these are not bad people, they're good people. I've met a lot of fine people in Washington, D.C., but I think the special interests and the career politicians tend to get entrenched up there, and it's, I don't believe that's what's best for the people.
63-year-old Dr. Phil Roe, Tennessee's 1st District Congressman. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.